Welcome to the Power Fisher Podcast. I'm your host, Sailor Gaze, and this is my sexy co-host, Benny J. Barb. But we have a special, special guest today.
YouTube royalty. Yourself.
Yes. YouTube royalty, how are you?
You're too kind.
Just saying.
I don't know about that, but thank you so much.
Just saying.
I am doing well, and thank you guys so much for having me on today. I'm so excited to be a guest on your show.
Did you say your name? You say your name yourself? Did you say it?
No, I didn't introduce myself. Okay, you need an intro? Okay, I got it.
This is live. We're doing it live. We're not editing.
I am known as Comic Book Girl 19 on YouTube. I'm also known as Danica XIX on Twitch, Instagram, and Twitter. And I've been around making videos for over a decade now, and I'm excited to be here. And thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. We're excited to be here. We're nerdy y'all right now. Trying to freak out, but we're going to be okay.
We're going to be okay. I'll be very gentle. Don't worry.
I'm fine. Okay. So, all right. Yeah. Don't forget to hit the like, share button, all that jazz. Tell your mom and dad you love them. You, whoever can take care of you, whatever you love you. Drink your water. And let's get to the show. All right.
Yeah.
First of all, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I've actually recently taken a break from the city, and I was like, you know what? I need to just go defrag my hard drive. I need to be in nature, and that's where I've been. And I'm still in nature right now, but I'm getting ready to head back to the city. I got to do some streaming later on today for Mystery Danica Theater. But it's been great, though. It's been so good. I definitely am an advocate for touching grass. Like, get in nature as much as you can. It's so good.
What was after that?
It really helps.
What is something you geek out on?
There's so many fucking things. Where do I even begin? Dune is obviously a huge one for me. I geek out a lot on Dune. X-Men is a big one for me as well. And I mean, it's been such a great time for me this year because you've got Dune 2 coming out, and then you've got X-Men 97 coming out. And then later on, I do a lot of Game of Thrones content back in the day. And so now with House of the Dragon season 2 coming out, I'm like, what a full year for me. Look at all these gifts and blessings. Very excited. And it's like my favorite thing right now is seeing Dune, like all the Dune memes, because I love memes. And so seeing all of these hilarious Dune memes and Dune being in the zeitgeist and in the mainstream consciousness is really special for me as a Dune fan. And also X-Men is back in a big way, and just seeing like all these amazing artists like posting their artwork, like their fan art and stuff on Twitter has been awesome. And again, just seeing more people talking about X-Men is like so much fun, and discovering things like Madeline Pryor and the Goblin Queen. It's like, oh, I've known about this for years. I'm so excited that we can all talk about it now, motherfuckers.
I'm excited. And for 97 has been amazing. Pretty cool. Do you have a favorite X? Who's your favorite X-Man or X-Person?
My favorite X person would have to be Dazzler. I'm a big fan.
We gotta talk about this. We gotta talk about some things.
I can talk to you all fucking day about the Disco Dazzler. All right, I love her on all levels. Do I love her? I love even like down to the incarnation of why she became a character. Where Casablanca's Records, which was like the record label that Kiss was on, approached Marvel about creating some disco fucking character, and they were going to have some sort of like tie-in with a record or whatever, but then Casablanca's Records went bust and Marvel was like stuck with this character, and then they just went with it anyways and like kept going with her, even though, and she was introduced during like right at the beginning of the Dark Phoenix saga. I mean, like her like number one issue is like right smack dab in the middle of one of the greatest X-Men arcs, if not the greatest X-Men arc of all time. And I love so many things about her. I love one of the things I like a lot about her, especially during the in the 80s when she was with the team, during the Claremont years, she was always the one that was like, you know, I get that we're X-Men and I get that like we're fighting and da-da-da-da, but can we just go to the bar and like party? Can we just like go have fun tonight? Like, can we just take a break and just like do that and just be humans for a minute? Because she never wanted to be a part of the X-Men. She just fell into it after she was canceled. She outed herself as a mutant due to her manager boyfriend's advice. And then she was just like, fucked after that. And so she had no choice. She was being like hunted and she just had to, she's like, I just wanted to be a singer. I just wanted to be an artist. Like, that's all I wanted to do. And yet, you know, the universe had bigger plans for her. And she's also like unlimitedly powerful. People don't realize that. Like, Galactus used her as a herald at one point, which is like, wow, like how many motherfuckers can say they've done that? Not many. I love Dazzler. I can go on and on.
Yeah. My love for Dazzler came from you. So that's why I was kind of like, all right, so question. All right. Do you think we'll see Dazzler live action?
Okay, that's a really good question. Okay, so they have been talking about Taylor Swift being fucking Dazzler for like how many years now? Like how many years? Uh-huh. Like 8 years or more? I don't know. Like, they've been going on and on about this. And I'm at a point now where it's like, shit or get off the pot. Okay, like, just do it or shut the fuck up about it. And you know what? Fine. Like, I would love if Taylor Swift played Dazzler, I would be okay with it because two of my friends are like best friends are Swifties. So I can't hate on Taylor that much. She's not my favorite, but she would also bring a bunch of Dazzler awareness. But as in a metaphysical way, though, I don't think she's a great fit for it because she got the career that Dazzler never got. Like, she got like Dazzler never, like, Dazzler could have been Taylor Swift, except better. But like, she never got to that level. And also too, there's a thing about like Dazzler's very warm and she's very sexual and she's very like cutie pie with people. And like, Taylor Swift, she's beautiful. She's talented. To me, she is completely sexless. Like, she has no sex appeal for me. I mean, maybe I'm minority here, but I don't get that feeling from her, that warmth that I get from Alison Blair.
No, you're not wrong. She just looks like a Barbie toy. It's like, whatever.
Well, I mean, she seems like a shark to me, and I have a lot of respect. I love sharks. I have respect for Taylor Swift. She's a shrewd businesswoman. I love about her. Yeah, like, she's
Emma
on
Frost
it.
Vibe. Emma Frost vibes. Emma
she's
Frost
more
vibes.
Of an Emma Frost, though, for sure. Yes, absolutely. 100%. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I hope you see. Well, this should be a lot more Dazzler coming soon, I think.
I would like that. As long as they don't fuck it up. As long as they don't fuck it up. Because, don't do it if you're going to fuck it up.
I bought a Dazzler shirt at Hot Topic.
Hell yeah.
I ordered it. I was surprised.
I didn't even know they had Dazzler shirts going on.
Well, okay, so there's like some, like, all right, there's some like in previews, there's like a lot of Dazzler going on.
Really?
I'm like, okay, and there's a statue that doesn't show her face.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
You think it's gonna be Taylor?
Oh my God.
Ryan Reynolds knows her. But watch it, I don't know.
Because isn't his wife like best friends with her?
Yeah, wow, bro.
You're right. Her and Blake Lively are besties. I totally forgot about that.
The math is mathing.
Mathing. Yeah. So you think we're going to see Deadpool 3? You think that Deadpool 3, we're going to see Dazzler?
It's got to be. Definitely.
Taylor Swift cameo.
Something.
Yeah. He works with all his friends. Like, Ryan Reynolds, like, it's one of those actors that he would just grab people that he likes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Dazzler would be sick.
Yeah.
Okay, that was your favorite. Okay. Do you have
I mean, I have a lot of favorites. I mean, there's like so many. So here's like another, like, so kind of her nemesis a little bit. Not nemesis, I wouldn't say. I mean, but they are have been on opposite ends of the spectrum. Is I love Spiral as a villain.
That's a good one.
Like Spiral, and she was introduced during the Long Shot and Nascenti run, and she's such an interesting character because she started off as a Hollywood stunt woman, Ricochet Rita, and she meets Homeboy and like gets sucked into Mojoverse shenanigans, and then her like future self like kidnaps her past self, and then like she gets like tied to the prow of Mojo's interdimensional ship, and then goes through all these like dimensions, and like it's cosmic madness happens to her. She just takes too much in and it breaks her spirit. Okay. And she's just like, oh, she's a mess. And then Mojo kind of remakes her and gives her all those cybernetic arms. And then she learns mysticism. And so she's able to teleport and do all those sorts of things. And she's had a really good arc because she started as definitely, she was like a good guy who became a villain, but then now she's like kind of a good guy again. She's definitely transitioned back into being more of a hero, I guess, which I really love for her. But she's such a fascinating character. And she just looks cool as fuck, even though she's so hard to draw. I've cosplayed as both of these women. I mean, it's just like, I love them so much. They're so good. But also Jean Grey and like that whole thing. I mean, I've done Dark Phoenix cosplay. I've done 90s Jim Lee Jean Grey. I've done Rachel Summers Phoenix. I recently did Goblin Queen. So like, I've been like checking off the list of like all the Jean Grey incarnations. So I resonate with her. I resonate with Storm. You know, it's just, Storm is amazing, obviously. I mean, how do you not love Storm? Mm. I have a image of her in my kitchen, a nice framed Dave Raposa.
What?
Drawing of Storm in my kitchen. So she's always with me.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. There's been a couple times in my life, and this is like the highest praise I feel like, some of the highest praise I've ever received is when people will be like, you're like Storm. Like, you remind me of Storm. I'm like, what? What did you just say to me? Like,
if you were to dye your hair,
I used to have white hair like a whole bunch. So like, I remember I was working at this club Taboo in South Carolina. And like one of the managers here was like, girl, you like Storm, you know? I was like, okay, thanks. Okay.
Storm is punk rock too, in a way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And then I had the Mohawk stuff too going on with the shaved sides. Mm. So,
You did everything. That's awesome. Yeah.
But I've never cosplayed her. And I feel like maybe I should, but I'm afraid people are, you know, I'm afraid of a little bit of an internet backlash on that one.
I get it. Even though it's like you expressing your love for the character.
Right. Well, it's like one of my favorite things is when I see, like, oh my God, I love Black Girl Sailor Moons are like so hot and cute and wonderful. And like, I fucking bet it is. And I see why. Okay, I see why. I get it. And I encourage it. And I want to see more of it.
Listen.
Take legs, you know.
I want Tom Hanks to play me in the movie, so I don't care. Tom Hanks better play me my biopic. I want it so bad.
I want that for you. I'm praying for you.
Ryan Gosling for me.
For real? What? Oh, come on. This
man.
Rami Malek, bro.
I don't want people to associate me of being a drug addict, all right? I watched Mr. Robot.
Hey, you don't want Mr. Robot.
My eyes are never wide open. I'm always like perpetually high.
It would kill it. Willem Dafoe would kill it too.
Willem Dafoe would be amazing. Yeah.
People have said like for me, like Mackenzie Davis, is that her name? People have been like, you should be played by Mackenzie Davis. But I also like, what's that actress? And she was in. She's been
Jamie Lee Curtis, young Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, I'm definitely getting my Jamie Lee Curtis fucking deal. Like her, True Lies, Body Pillows. I mean, I'll never have tits like hers. Like her rack is like incredible, but like True Lies, like. That is totally body goals. She just had such a banging body for so many years.
You know what? Mia Goth is really cool.
Mia Goth. She's great. Yeah. Although when I hear her speak in her actual accent, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm always...
Yeah. It's so proper. Like, hello.
It's crazy.
Throws me off. She's there to shine the booth. Daryl Hannah back in the day, like I'll take like a young Daryl Hannah, you know, I think that she could play me. I'd be okay with that.
That's a good.
If we're just doing, you know, doesn't matter what era, whatever.
That'd be dope. Yeah. Hey, that'd be sick.
I'm not Mr. T. I'm Tom Hanks. Fuck you.
Look, last week we went out for lunch at our local mall. And out of nowhere we're eating, and then this black gentleman comes out of nowhere. He's like, "Hey, yo, Mr. T, let me take a picture with you." And we were
cosplay though? I mean, it's low hanging fruit. You gotta do that cosplay.
I guess I gotta do it. You need
to do it, man. And people like Mr. T is universally loved. Like everyone would just be like so excited. Like you should 100% do a Mr. T cosplay.
I'll do it for Halloween.
Or Tucker Mike or something.
You know what you should do? I do Sylvester Stallone because everyone says I talk like him or looks like him.
Okay,
and you should do Mr. T. Or for Rocky 3. We should do a Rocky 3 one.
Okay, I'll do that.
Dude, that'd be great. Oh, I love it when you get to like link up and do like multiple costumes. I mean, I don't want to say couples costumes because you're not a couple, but like, you know, it's a power move, though. It's a power move. I love you, bro.
It's not. You can eat gay. I don't care.
We love that. We love that.
Look, after you beat me up, I mean, like, my girlfriend would be like,
everybody. But, my favorite X-Men, I liked, I used to be growing up, but I like Magic a lot.
Yeah. Oh, she's great. Magic is so cool.
And X-23, Laura Wolverine.
Yeah.
That's my girl.
Dude, Laura is, she's sick. I love her. I love her.
She's dope, man.
She is.
Yeah. Cyclops is dope because you know he can grow on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. No, I love Cyclops. He's amazing. He's really good.
Some love. Finally.
I know. It's so nice. It's so nice that he's being properly represented finally in the media.
Bruh, I'm trying to tell people, man.
The Singer movies really, like, fucked him up. Like, Bryan Singer, like, made him, like, look like such an asshole. Like, oh, he's crying in every movie.
Yeah,
and he gets killed like off screen, even. Like, I think I'm like, what the fuck? Get out of here!
It's a nice Cyclops,
Foxman blows. I love Kid Omega. That's another one I really love.
He's good. Kid Omega's cool.
If Marvel is like, if you could write like for any character, I would be like, give me Kid Omega. Or, I mean, obviously Dazzler too, but I don't think they'd give me Dazzler because it'd be Taylor's involved with her, so they'd be like, you gotta pick somebody else.
It's kind of weird. It might be true because they haven't. It's weird. It's so weird. It might be true, but
man.
All right. What do you think about the Krakoa era and all that stuff?
Ooh, the Krakoa era. Okay. Hawks and Pox. I read those and I was like, all right, because it's very Dune-esque. There's a lot of like. Brian Michael Bendis took a lot of inspiration from Dune for this, which I thought was really interesting. And I like the idea of like, okay, we have our own mutant nation now. Fuck you guys. And then we're all going to be friends. We're all going to live on the same island together. Villains, heroes, doesn't fucking matter. Like, if you're a mutant, you're living on the Krakoa Island. We're having our own government. Like, we got our own currency. We got our own shit going on. I was like, yes, this is really cool. But then it got into... I don't know. It's just like the whole, like, you know, there's not that there's really any death in comics anyways. People come back all the time, but they really eliminated it where they're just like, no, we can regenerate. It's fine. We're going to download your consciousness. We're going to have it over here weekly. We'll kind of like do another download. And if you get killed in battle, then we can just pop you out of these eggs from like these other guys that are like fucking doing this whole routine. And it was like Hox and Pox was a really fun kind of what if thing. But when they went afterwards and like kept going, like, Brian had no fucking clue what he was doing. He was just, like, throwing anything at the wall and seeing what would stick. And I dropped off. I was like, I stopped reading X-Men comics because I was just like, this blows. This is no longer for me. It was actually the Hellfire Gala that was the last straw for me.
Okay.
The Hellfire Gala, like, I was like, I'm out, man. Fuck this shit. Because it was like, what the fuck is George R. R. Martin doing at the fucking Hellfire Gala? What the fuck is Patton Oswalt doing and Kevin Feige? It's like, shut the fuck up. Do not put these people in this. And then also just the idea of like, okay, so the Met Gala is like, you have all these celebrities and they're dressing up in their little outfits and they're blah, blah, blah. And it's like this elitist fucking bullshit. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I love costumes and I love seeing the costuming and all that shit. But I mean, it's kind of like fucked up.
It looks like Hunger Games.
It's Hunger Games.
It's kind of crazy.
It's pretty crazy. And then to see the X-Men, like the mutants aping that sort of culture to me was kind of
weird.
It was whack. I thought it was whack. I was like, it kind of
goes against all the initial like points that the X-Men were made. They were literally made because they were second class citizens.
Yeah.
And like they wanted is to be just be able to live life. That's all, like live a normal life. And like, bro, they had bad runs. They've had the what happened to their island? Not Krakoa.
Oh, Genosha.
Previous one.
Genosha. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That massacre.
The Sentinel attack,
like,
yeah. The genocide. Genosha genocide.
It's like they have been through some shit,
dude. Always
and like to see like you become the enemy. It's like kind of whack. It's like, come on, guys.
Yeah. No, totally. And it's also too. It was really interesting because they're like, this is a safe space, the Hellfire Gala. We're so inclusive. I'm like, the health, like the Hellfires are the ultimate elitist motherfuckers. Like, what are you talking about? Like, did you writers know, like, even what this is? Like, have you read the shit? Are you aware of the continuity?
Yeah.
You see, that's what happens when you're like, you're a big time writer and like, you just don't listen to your editors. And all these editors are scared because if they try to edit, they might get fired or put to another project.
Dude, and the thing on the Hellfire thing that really killed me, besides all that other shit, was like what they did to Iceman. And like they dressed Bobby. And I don't mind making Iceman gay. You can make Bobby gay. If you're going to do it to somebody, I think he's the one that it works with. But they dressed him up in this drag, but it was like the worst drag I've ever fucking seen. It was like cringe. He looked terrible. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, baby, no. Like, what did they do to my boy? Look how they massacred my boy.
Bobby has style. Like Bobby dude, is that dude. And like, he would not wear some bad shit like that.
Look, it's bad. It's like, it's embarrassing. And I was just really sad for
The second one was wild though. The red wedding thing. They did the red wedding.
I dropped off. I was like,
They murdered everybody.
I can't do this anymore.
I was like, everybody's dead now. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I guess. Well, I'm gonna restart with NYX, and I guess.
Oh. Uh huh.
So I like that Kamala's a mutant in X-Wing 3, and I like that team.
Love that Kamala's now a mutant though, because she was a part of that whole thing when they were trying to get rid of mutants in the Impox with the Terrigen Mist.
Yeah,
and like that's crazy. just because they didn't, Disney didn't own the IP and Fox did, so they were like, we're gonna fuck the mutants in the comics because we don't want any. We're gonna give them a terrible disease. They're gonna die from it. And then the ones that survive are gonna be sterile. And it's just like,
all because
of IP things, like contracts and shit.
They are literally acting like the US fucking government. They literally are like going in to an indigenous type of evil and either say, join us, or we will literally eliminate you. Like
They were trying to replace the mutants with inhumans. And it was just like, stop trying to make inhumans happen. They're not
X-Men is a household staple. Like, you're not going to get rid of it. You're not going to make us like Medusa.
X-Men has the number one best-selling issue in the world. World record still to this day. Like, go fuck yourselves.
The X-Men number one? The Jim Lee one, right?
Yeah, the Jim Lee one, from the 90s.
Mm. Yeah. But also, like, X-Men have, I think, you two being agree, has the greatest catalog of like female superpowered mutants.
100%. 100%.
In comics. Like, it's just so diverse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. If they had the Avengers, I mean, if they had X-Men first, Marvel, MCU would have definitely used them first.
Yeah.
Instead of that. Yeah, use them first. But it's so weird.
It's just like the mutants get fucked in the comics. Like, the IP gets fucked too. You know? And it's like, it ends up in the hands of fucking Bryan Singer, who, like, doesn't get it and, like, fucks it up. And then, and then all that shit. It's just like, to love the X-Men is to just be in a very, like, kind of sadomasochistic relationship.
Yeah. So what do you?
You're just gonna get hurt.
How's your feelings for the Deadpool Wolverine?
You know, I'm optimistic, but I'm scared. Mm. Like, it's like I want to be excited, but I feel like I don't want to get too hype and then be let down. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he can just clean up the stuff. I'm worried about like, what do you mean by that? Like, what's going on with that?
I hated seeing the TVA too show up in that fucking trailer. And I was like, get your shitty TVA the fuck out of here.
What's your issue with them?
You know, the Loki show really like crapped out. Like, I enjoyed the first season, but the second season was like, okay, you guys really have lost the plot here. Like, this fucking blows. And it's just, it's like, it has that Disney, like, television stink on it. That's just like, because the thing is, it's crazy to me. Okay, so they're like, after Endgame, they're like, we're gonna do all this multiverse stuff, you know. And I thought it would be like one multiverse, like it was gonna start in WandaVision, and then that is gonna, you know, lead into this and lead into that, which is what they did previously in the other things. But no, every fucking multiverse thing they did was all separate and for different reasons. And so for them to bring in the TVA for this, it's like, why even bother? why have continuity for this multiverse thing? Yeah. Because you do it differently in every other fucking thing that you've done. So I don't get it. But and I also like, okay, this is a really weird nitpick. So you know how for decades they've been telling us, oh, you know, Wolverine's gonna look stupid in his costume. You know, all the X-Men look stupid in their costumes, and we're not gonna wear the costumes. And you're like, please, just put the costumes on them, like, please. And then finally, they're like gaslighting us for so long, for like 20 years, we've been gaslit that like these costumes just won't work. They just won't work. And then finally, we see Wolverine in the fucking blue and yellow, and you're like, he looks terrible, guys. You know, like, he looks fucking awesome. Get out of here. He could have been looking this good the whole fucking time.
Oh, I guess. But
when they show him, like, they took the sleeves off, because there's like a sleeve version that has like the shoulder cap. And then they have an unsleeve version, but there's no shoulder cap. And it's like, where the fuck is the shoulder cap? Why'd you take the shoulder cap off? You're so close. Why'd you fuck it up? You had it. You had it on there.
You had it on there. I didn't even got it on there somewhere.
You know what pisses me off? It pisses me off with a lot of these comic book costumes is they just fucking take their mask off way too fucking much.
Bro, I get it. I'm
Spider-Man. I get it.
Dude, did you guys see Monkey Man? Did you see the Dev Patel movie?
I want to see it so bad.
That's the complaint I have, because there's a big fight scene at the end and he's got the fucking mask on and I'm like, my God, he's Hanuman. He's going to fuck shit up. And then he like takes it off and it's like, bitch, we have seen your handsome face this whole movie, okay?
Damn!
We know you look good. You don't need... Keep the mask on, motherfucker. Like, what are you doing? Like, we know it's you. But he's just a vanity. It's a vanity project for him. He went too far with it. He directed it, so that's the problem. He didn't have any talent. Okay. Like, you gotta pull back. Keep it on.
They're all pieces of the mask all the time.
You know who also does? Batman.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
Spider-Man doesn't. Every like, his... it's like, bro.
Bro, I mean, New York too. It's like,
there's so many CCTVs in New York City. You're telling me not one person leaked it?
Come on, man. I'm the brother. No, they all
or like Tony Stark, bro. You need your helmet. A bullet could kill you. Like, keep your shit on. We had that camera angle where you could see your face. Like, we can see their face.
The actors need you to see their face, you know? They're vain, and they need it, and I get it.
I know, but...
I think the one hero that didn't really need one is, like, Thor. Like, I'm okay with that. Like,
he's a god. He doesn't care.
Captain America? Like, I get it.
Yeah.
Get it, Steve Rogers. You're handsome. I get it, bro.
But I do like it with the mask. I do like it with the fucking Winter Soldier shit. I do like that shit, bro. I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I just hate when they be like fuck.
They take it off so much. It's like,
you're not Spider-Man now. You're just Tom Holland.
That's why I gave it to the Mandalorian. He always had it on.
Yeah.
And then when he didn't have it on, it was like for specific reason.
Right.
And he was like, I gotta reclaim my honor. No more.
Mad respect. Yeah. Mad respect.
Yeah.
I love it.
I always expect a superhero movie where they don't take off their mask that much. Yeah. Or like Dread. Never took it off.
Yeah, Carl Urban, though, he's a real one. You know what I mean? Urban is like, he gets it. Like, he's like, I'm the character. It's not about me. It's about the character. Cool. And Judge Dredd keeps his fucking thing on. And it's like, thank you. Thank you for understanding. Yeah. Totally.
I'm excited for him to be in Mortal Kombat. I think not.
Wait, he's going to be in Mortal Kombat? I didn't know about this. What?
He's Johnny Cage in Mortal Kombat. He's Johnny Cage in Mortal Kombat, too.
I had no idea.
I just said they should call Urban to Johnny Cage. Okay.
Cool. I love Johnny Cage. I love me some Johnny Cage. I love him.
That movie is still a classic, man. Mortal Kombat is a classic.
You mean the original Mortal Kombat movie, or you mean like the new Mortal Kombat? Okay, good.
Soundtrack.
I hear that and it's like a trigger, like just like in my brain. It's just like, you're just like ready to fuck it up. Like, I was so hyped.
I'll put that VHS in this and holy shit.
Bro, I saw it in the theater, and then I remember later, like when Mortal Kombat 2 came out and I went and saw that in the theater, and then I was like so excited. And then I walked out of that bitch and I was just like, what the fuck? What the fuck? I was so sad.
Like, that movie was crazy.
What do they do?
I don't know. They'll get it right. Eventually they'll get it right.
Like, yeah. Well, Paul Urban's involved. I'm like, okay. Well, that's
the first one was like, all right. The second one was like, they got some notes. Hopefully this is their fans. They got two.
Right.
Please, God. It's not hard to do it. It's not hard.
Don't do it yourself. And the thing is like, Mortal Kombat actually has a really good, like, storyline. Like, for a fighting game, like, they have a legitimate, like, storyline with lots of great growth for these characters, especially Johnny Cage. Yeah, I think he has the best fucking storyline, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, before one, like, him being, like, a family man, it's like the Vegeta thing.
Like, Yeah, totally.
Oh, please. Look at him. He used to be a womanizer. Now he's in love. Daddy's dead. Daddy, little girl Cassie.
So
that's even perfect.
I did a Johnny Cage cosplay once, and there's this gay bar downtown called Precinct, and they were doing like a gamer night, and it was a Mortal Kombat theme because the new Mortal Kombat was coming out at the time, and they were having like little cosplay contests and stuff. And so I joined their little cosplay contest and I went up on stage and did my little Johnny Cage thing. And that was actually another Johnny Cage. There was like a gay man who was also doing a Johnny Cage, and he could actually do the splits. Like, I can't do that shit. But I will say, I won third place in that motherfucker, and I beat that other Johnny Cage, and I didn't have a dick, and I had the Riz. Like, I had the fucking...
Oh, she had the Riz.
Dude, that night, like, this fucking guy came up to me, he was just like, man, like, I'm not into chicks, but, like, I'd let you fuck me, you know, like, hell yeah. And I was like, high praise, dude, thanks. Thanks, bro.
Yeah,
they
feel really good about myself.
That's a good self-esteem boost right there.
That's funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a Janet Cage now, so she's cool.
I saw that, and she's kind of like, do I now have to get super buff and do Janet Cage? Like,
Janet Cage's pretty sick.
I'm into it. Not gonna lie.
We're coming back.
Look, if I had to do the Rocky Balboa, I gotta bulk up now because Devin, he's already.
I got you, bro. I will feed you.
It helps because I am. I was born in Philly, so
we will give you those back rows. We're gonna give you the protein.
We got you.
Sebastian.
What's your favorite horror movie?
What's my favorite horror movie?
Yeah.
I would have to say it's Fright Night from 1985. That's the one that I've seen the most. I think it's perfectly paced. A lot of people like don't know about it, but it's like a little vampire movie. And it's like, it's the perfect balance of comedy and horror. Like, all the acting is so great. Like, the characters are really interesting. Jerry Dandridge is the vampire. He's like this yuppie vampire. And he's so sexy. Chris Sarandon plays him. And I really like Roddy McDowall, who plays this... Peter Vincent, who's this fearless vampire killer. He's an actor who plays a vampire killer, but he's like a late night horror host. And this boy, you know, finds out that there's a vampire living next door to him, and he goes to him. And he's like, I need your help. Mm. And, you know, he's like, I don't fucking believe in vampires. Get the fuck out of here. I'm an actor. And he's a coward too. You know, he's very much a coward, but he gets drawn into this situation. And then, like, you see him, like, kill his first vampire in real life. And, like, and how he's become so touched by it and is, like, crying and is upset. It's just, like, so beautiful. Like, it's so well done. And the effects are great. Steve Johnson does the effects. He's the one who did the effects for Ghostbusters. And, it's so much fun. Wet puppets, great fucking prosthetics, like, wonderful makeups. Highly recommend. 10 out of 10. Go see Fright Night 1985. Not the Colin Farrell remake. Not that one. Let's just the old one.
It's on Shudder. It should be on Shudder again. Don't watch it.
Do yourself a favor.
Watch it now.
There's a second one. It's not as good as the first one, but it's still really good. Like, the second one also is pretty good too.
Prosthetic effects is my dream. I want to use prosthetics.
Oh, they have such good prosthetics.
It's the best. Yeah. What movie? The first Omen.
That
movie's crazy.
I just rewatched it. It's so good because the new Omen movie came out, so I wanted to rewatch the original one.
Yeah, the new one is wild too.
It's all right.
You watched the new one yet? Wait,
I did.
All right. What did you think?
It was all right.
It was all right.
It wasn't like I didn't want my money back, you know, but like they're. Yeah, they, I... they, I appreciate they did their homework on 70s, like, fucking iconic horror movies, but they never took anything from it and made anything new with it or twisted or built upon anything. They just like, homaged it, but not even homaged it as well. Like, there's Rosemary's Baby stuff in there that's not done as well. There's obviously, like, Omen stuff that's not done as well. And they even, like, homaged Possession. And it was like, dude, don't even try. So, like, you can't top the Possession scene where that girl's freaking out in the fucking tube. Like, you just can't do it. And they started to, and it was just like, just don't. Because it's so far above you. Okay. And you can't. You're never going to be able to top it. Okay. And I was like, I was mad. I was like hoping, okay, so, you know, in the original Omen movie, so the homeboy's going to find Damien's real mother, and he, like, finds that grave, and he opens it, and then there's a fucking, the skeleton of a jackal is in there, and you're like, oh my God, Damien's mother's a fucking jackal, and Jesus Christ. And so when that girl in the end of the Omen movie starts, like, kind of, like, twitching and doing all this stuff, I was like, my God, are they going to turn her into a jackal? Is she going to wear one out right now and, like, turn into a fucking jackal?
Cower now. I said, y'all so bad. She was like, yes, she does so good.
It was a fucking jackal, like, monster in, like, a physical monster in the movie. So it's like, why not just do it? And that would have been unexpected. It would have been different. It would have been new. Like, audiences would have been like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
That would have been really cool. If they did that, I would have loved it.
Oh my God. I was like, please change.
I'm glad I was the only one. I didn't know if I was the only one who was thinking that.
When I saw her shaking, I was like, my favorite thing in the world.
They're homaging 70s films, and, you know, you have American Werewolf in London, so it's like,
my favorite. That's my favorite transformation of all time.
It's so good. Can't top it.
Thriller 2, I like Thriller 1. Thriller scared the shit out of me.
Oh, yeah, it's one of his famous Thriller
scared the fuck out of me.
he should be allowed there.
There he is. He's back.
Thriller scared the fuck out of me. Yeah, Thriller was scared me a lot as a kid.
Yeah.
And I was like, anything werewolf transformations is my jam. It's my jam.
Well, Thriller was also, John Landis did American Werewolf in London, and he also did the Thriller video.
Yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I'm terrified of. Yep. I was like, yep, that's a real win. That's a wolf. You can't convince me. Nope.
Yeah.
That's real. That is real. Nope. I did not like that at all. Did you watch Immaculate? What did you think of Immaculate?
I did see Immaculate. And I was again, and I was
all right. All right. All right, the last 20 minutes. What do you think about that part?
It's all right. I don't want my money back.
I love it. I love it.
I'm jaded. Okay, I've seen too many horror films. Like, I've just seen much.
I've seen a lot, and I'm like, you're different. You're different.
But it's like, you really got to bring something special for me to be like.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
My dad was freaking out, man. She had to scream, and the fucking camera dude just.
I know,
bro. I was so uncomfortable. I was like, yeah, we're here now. Mm-hmm. Like, Neon has been doing a great job and making me feel uncomfortable. I like that.
I like it very much. You know, one movie that was remade like a horror movie that I thought they did a really good job remaking was the Suspiria remake.
That's the one.
Like,
both of them was fire. I walked in with my sister watching the last 10 minutes. I said, what the fuck?
The first one
I saw it. Dude. That one, that's something. That's in my top five.
Hell yeah.
That's in my top five. But I do like X. X is my favorite horror. X and Pearl. Pearl is my favorite right now.
I'm looking forward to Maxine. Like, I'm really looking forward to that. That's going to be really interesting. That trailer got me. I was like, all right, Maxine.
Long Legs was good. Legs and Violent Nature was good.
Oh my God. Yes. I cannot wait to see both of them.
Especially I love Dan Stevens too, so I'm excited to see some more Dan Stevens horror. Have you guys seen The Guest with Dan Stevens? That movie is a real fucking banger. Dude, it's a sleeper. Wild. People sleep on that movie. I don't know why, man. That's wild. Bro, when he comes out of the shower with all that steam, it's just like, whoa.
I said, what's the movie? Okay, this is what we're doing.
He is so good. I love him so much.
Horror has been really great lately.
It really has. I've been noticing. Like, they're really putting out some good stuff lately.
But now you got these indie studios
yeah.
That are just pushing it. And
yeah.
It's like short movie releases, and then they're pushing these small little, I think a lot of these horror movies are, the run times are perfect. Like 90 minutes. Like we saw Late Night with the Devil. That was really, really fucking great.
Dude, we love a 90-minute film. We love it.
That reminds me of your videos. That reminds me a lot of your videos.
Really? Oh, Late Night with the Devil?
That reminds me of something you would make. I can see you make that.
Hell yeah. High praise.
I'm surprised there's not a like a YouTube or a podcast like one like that.
Yeah.
You guys made that yet.
Well, maybe that's my job. Maybe I should do that. You know, maybe I should get on that.
I'm just saying. There's a talk show, TV show. There's been like a YouTube shit. I'm just saying. There needs to be something of that space. Also, talk to me. Did you like talk to me?
That was all right. You know, it was okay. I didn't want my money.
I love it. I'm such an asshole because people have seen a lot of horror movies and then like people say like it's all right, like it's all right. Like we've seen a lot of.
I love a movie where you hate the main character. I love it. Like they
You want to hit her in the face. So you're just like, please stop touching that face.
She just got addicted, man.
But yeah. I know kids that would do that. Just would do that. Just right. Like that's the thing, man. Like that's crazy. I was like, well, you know what? I do want the hand though.
I'm sure there's one you can buy out there.
Yeah, I saw it for $1. I was like,
you bought more for less.
You're right. I bought weird things for less. But listen. But yeah. What horror movies have I been digging?
Where Evil Lurks? Is it Chilean or Argentinian or something?
I saw that movie.
That movie was like, whoa.
My theater said no. People walked out of that one. Did not like that one. I thought it was like a regular old. I was like, oh.
Yeah. That one was really interesting. That one got my attention for sure.
They remade it, I think.
Must have been really insane.
Well, yeah, we gotta watch it. We gotta watch it, Biddy. Because the remake is coming out. I think the remake is coming out.
Oh, shit. They're remaking it? Oh, my God.
Yeah. What's his name? Maggie. Not Savoy. The guy I played is Split. He's another great weird actor.
Oh, McAvoy. I love James McAvoy. He's so good.
Yeah, he's up there, bro. He's up there. Yeah.
Dude, he's so good.
Yeah, he's using it. And I was like, how did they make it so fast? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Wow. Evil Dead. What about Evil Dead?
Oh, the new Evil Dead. I didn't really like it. I was a little mad about it, to be honest. Okay. I was even a little mad about it.
We get negative here.
I felt a little negative about it. Because there was like stuff in there where they're just like... you see this book, you know, there's the Book of the Dead, and they have like, oh, there's all these things, and you're expecting to see those things, and like they never paid off. Like there's all these things that they set up that they didn't pay off. That I was like, what the fuck? Like, why'd you show me that thing? You know, like
I came for goblins and ghouls.
I can't remember exactly though. It's been a minute since I've seen it because I saw it in the theater, and so I'm like trying because I read very specific like hater points, but I don't hang on to that stuff. I just let it go. Okay. You know?
I don't hold grudges with movies.
I just let them be.
Like, I love horror and like things. Differently. Yeah. I love it. Okay. All right. Do you like the previous remake?
I didn't even see it, to be honest, because I was like being a hater again. I was just like, I don't want to see it. I'm just tired of remakes. I don't want to look at this.
At least it was original people.
It's just like the
reason that those films like work too that I really like about them is like, I mean, they're again, it's like the perfect balance of like comedy and horror. And like Ash, like Bruce Campbell as Ash is the star. I mean, he's just like, he really carries those films. And without him, like, it's not the same. It's a very different animal. And like, and they were coming back with like, we were trying to make it really super scary. And it's like, and I respect that. But that's not what I love about the original Evil Dead films, is I love that, you know, you had this guy and he's really funny and, you know, and he's just was so charismatic and fun. And the first movie is like more horror, less comedy. And then Evil Dead 2 is like a perfect balance between the two of those things. Mm-hmm. And then Army of Darkness is more comedy, less horror, but still really great and still super fun. But it definitely gets into silly territory, obviously. But I like being in silly territory. I don't mind it. I fuck with it. But right. Evil Dead 2 is like, it's perfect. Okay. It's so good. Right. It's so good. Mm-hmm. Again, it's like repainting the Mona Lisa. You know, like, why? Like, why? You can't. I'm gonna resculpt the David. Like, no, you don't need to. It's perfect. Okay. It's perfect. Damn. You can't
so
top
do you
it.
Think there's do you think there's any horror movie that's like any remake that's better than the original?
Well, okay, here's a movie that I feel like I would like to see remade that I feel like didn't live up to its potential, but it was really good and I love all the shit that's going on in it, but it just needed to go further. I would love to see someone do a harder Event Horizon. I really love Event Horizon, but I feel like it could have gone just a little further. We could have pushed that envelope a little bit, and there's like some stuff in it. It's a little clunky, and I would love to see that one kind of like redone a little bit.
But you have to get really
good actors for it. You can't have those NPC actors, because like lately there's all these movies coming out with these non-actors with no riz, and you're like, who are these people? Why are they here? I mean, I was like seeing like the previews for the Twisters movie, and I was like, "Who the fuck? There's nobody in this motherfucker that I even."
Oh, first off, why are you making a movie that's like 30 years too late?
Top Gun had Tom Cruise, and he came back.
You're right.
Bill Paxton died, and he's not there. And then the other girl sucks. Like, what's her face? Helen Hunt's terrible. But again, I was thinking if they had gotten someone like Dan Stevens and put him in Twisters, because he does that amazing accent, a southern accent that's just incredible. And it's just like, put him in there. And then that I would
movie,
be like, oh.
That movie's going to go straight to digital right away.
Yeah.
What?
I love Twister, like the original one. Yeah. I love Twister, like a lot. Like, I've seen it a bunch. And this, no, I have zero interest in seeing the sequel.
Yeah, now they're trying to say, like, oh, let's try to destroy a tornado with these nanobots. And I'm like, bro, this is Fast and Furious shit.
Yeah, we're good.
Did you watch Amityville?
Megan. That was a little robot one, right? A little robot girl?
No.
Nah, that's Megan.
That's Megan. Okay, wait. Oh, Abigail. No, I haven't. No, that's a little vampire. Okay. A little vampire girl. The vampire girl. I have not seen Abigail yet.
That has the perfect... I think that's one of a movie that has a really good dynamic between seriousness and comedy.
And it's got Dan Stevens, and so I want to go support him. So I need to go check out Abigail for sure, but I haven't done that yet.
But Megan's crazy. Megan is wild.
I'm gonna go see Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes this week. Though. I'm looking forward to that. That'll be good.
We're seeing that today. It's real.
Yeah,
real 8 hours. We're seeing it.
Fuck yeah. Fuck
we're seeing it. I'm excited. That's it. Have you seen movie 4DX yet?
I have. I saw the Spider-Man multiverse movie. I was actually just talking about this. And I went with my friend Johnny Seed and we saw it in 4DX. I was like, fuck it, dude. You want to try this 4DX thing? He's like, yeah, sure. We go there and like, I felt like I got beat up by a chair for 2 hours. It was the worst experience. I hated it.
It was so funny because that's what the blame was like. Only thing that was good I liked was the Godzilla movies. That's what I liked in it. Mm-hmm. That's it. Batman, nope. Spider-Man, nope. But Godzilla, Godzilla and Kong.
Godzilla minus one. A really chill movie, and then the chair is just like gently like massaging you the whole time. I don't want to be like shaken around and like punched in the back and I mean I like a tough massage, like don't get me wrong, like you can get in there, but like it was terrible. I just like I felt sick. I was like, I'm too old for this shit.
I think a lot of the time what I've been doing, and I know it's some people it's probably not the best thing. I get really baked before I go. I'm in my car smoking.
That's the way to do it.
My movie experiences lately have been amazing. I've been loving every single one. Really? Oh, I love it, man. I'm so relaxed. chill, and I'm like tweaking out, and I'm seeing shit.
I want breakfast cereal with mushrooms. That was not it.
No, it was not chill.
Okay, it was not chill. You want to hear something really bad that you might hate, Tabitha? So we went to see Dune 2 in IMAX, and we fell asleep.
I saw Dune 1 with you.
Yeah.
No, you saw Dune 2, too.
I saw Dune 2 with you?
Yeah. Me, you, and Kate. Yeah, you fell asleep.
Oh, I saw it twice.
Yeah, you fell asleep, bro. I was like, this motherfucker is really sleepy.
Bro, right? I worked.
Whatever, bro.
I was so tired.
I don't see you falling asleep when you're gaming.
I'm so tired. I did read the book. I read Dune 1.
Excellent. It was really excellent. Good. Well, I'm glad that it happens. If you're real tired, you just gotta go when you're ready. Because it's 3 hours. It's a lot. It's a commitment.
I did like the movie.
I thought the movie was perfectly paced. That movie was everything that the first part did, it just helped build up everything for 2. And I think that was perfect. 2 is so easy to consume.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree.
Are you excited for
like
more?
You said, all the memes, so
it's gonna be nice. I got the Dune Cousy too. I got the Dune Cousy.
Me too. The Shy Halusi.
Yeah, I'm calling that the Shy Halusi better. Yeah,
the Shy Halusi. It's keep like asking my friends, like I'm like, because I'll go to the movies with my friends, like, do you want me to bring the Shy Halusi? Like, do you want to get some popcorn and put it in there? I've had 3 or 4 people to eat popcorn out of it so far.
It feels so weird, you know, but I'm like,
it is the most cursed promotional item I've ever seen. It's so fantastic.
It's top 5 markets.
So I wish I bought 2 because I'm afraid I'm going to wear it out because, like, I'm always like, using it because I'm now using it on my streams and stuff too.
It is sick though, I don't lie, baby.
Do you stare at your friends as they grab popcorn? Like, you look at their eyes as they put it in. So let me stop.
One time I forgot I had it and I was using it. I said, shit, and it was the things in my mouth. But it's cool, man. It's one of the cool parts. Shout out for that. I love popcorn tins.
Yeah.
Look, sex and movies, I love it. You know?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh my god, bro. I hate you. I love you, man. I'm kidding, bro.
Hey, look, it's still my birthday weekend, so whatever.
All right. Do whatever you want to do, man. Yeah.
Happy birthday,
We usually turn it on you now, so do you have any questions for us?
Okay. Let me think here. Oh.
Then put on your stock.
Uh-oh, he's frozen. We're going to wait till he's unfrozen. Ask him a question.
He's in punishment land. He's punishment.
I know. Okay, there he is. He's back. Okay. There's so many different questions. Do I do a movie question? Do I do an X-Men question? How about this? And maybe you've already talked about this on your podcast, but why did you guys get started doing your podcast? What made you guys get into it? You guys just have a meeting, you're like, we gotta do this, bro.
All right. I'll tell you the story. Okay. So I've seen your videos,
Geek History Lesson commentary. I was like, I fucking love nerdy things. I should just talk nerdy things.
I have conversations with my friends all the time. Mm-hmm. So we really talked all the time on like Facebook posts and comments. We have seen movies together. We watch movies, we post, comment, and talk. And I was like, this will be the podcast. Bam.
Yeah.
And then it never happened, and I was like, fuck it, let's do it. And I just did it, and then we're here.
Bam. Hell yeah, we love it.
Wild. It's so wild. How much it blew up.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. We just said fuck it.
Thank you. You kind of like the mom.
And that's true, because like you were in the gold rush of like YouTube.
Right place, right time.
Dealt with a lot of the bullshit. I saw a lot of the bullshit, but like you still persevered. This is your fucking channel. You're gonna do what the fuck you want, and you're gonna say your opinion.
Yeah, 100%.
I just like more of that, and I wanted more women guests because I haven't seen a lot. So I asked Avery Robinson. I was like, let's go.
Yeah, like, she's great. Comics. No, that's she's weird. Super knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was like, then you like the first videos I paid for, the Phoenix Saga. Shout out to that. That was dope. Oh,
hell yeah. Dope. Shout out to Phoenix Saga. Yeah.
So I kind of lit my love for X-Men, and I started reading X-Men. Then bam! We're here now. Weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, you make great videos. And the regulators, entertaining, like that. Cool.
I started watching your videos around DC Rebirth, and I think Marvel was in their...
Marvel Now?
Yeah, Marvel Now.
What was the next one?
Fuck.
Kamala Khan.
Yeah. Oh, what was it?
Shit. It's right before Marvel Now, isn't it? It's right before Marvel Now, isn't it?
It was Marvel Now, and then there was like...
But either way, it was around that time where like there was big like changes, and you know, like comic book, the community were just so pissed off. See, it took me a bit to like realize everything just goes right back to normal. So mm-hmm. like they're like, we killed Wolverine. He comes mm-hmm. right back 2 years later. Oh, we killed Superman. Yeah, he comes right back. It's like, bro. Mm-hmm. I just started to realize, like, hey, look, you might not like this run, but it'll go right back to normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It was mm-hmm. kind of like a little bit of like a sad thing for me, because I'm like, that's how I became more of a, I started reading more novels and stuff, because I was like, I like beginning, middle, end mm-hmm. for stuff.
Yes.
And like, don't get me wrong, like, superhero comic books, that's what I love. They're timeless. They're always like encapsulated to whatever era in history they're in. And they always evolve, but like, I just like a finished story, and like, that's why indie comics I started to get big into, mm-hmm. and I'm like, bro, I...
Agree. Yeah, but I mean, I think that's like part of maturing too, you know, it's just like, comics are really fun, but they are like, they stay in their own like little thing, and it's nice to just, you're right, have a nice beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. It's a business model, you know, it's a thing.
Yeah, hopefully. I'm excited for, like, DC, what they're doing, because Nightwing mm-hmm. is doing his thing now. He's fucking the Justice League are gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fine. And, like, they're doing... They're not coming back. I don't think they're coming back.
Yeah.
For Laura. But...
Oh, my God, you do that?
What?
That was pretty cool. Yeah. No,
It's fucked up because, like, Street Fighter is the reason they started doing stuff like that. Like, Guile would be, like,
fight,
and I just thought that was so fucking cool, and then now I'm stuck, and it's, like, really bad habit.
I can't do that. But we all want to change. We all want to change the comments. Mm-hmm. Please, mm-hmm. Don't change this. I like it right now how it is. Mm-hmm.
Good luck with that.
Hopefully, because there's a lot of things you can't undo. That'd be crazy mm-hmm. if you undo it. But you're on a roll right now. While we're in DC, you're learning. These indies keep killing it right now. But just don't change anything right now.
And almost in every industry that you can think of, the indie rise has been just. That's why I love the internet. Yeah. Like, it's just so much easier to get all your content out there. And now you got mm-hmm. so many people, like, so many talented people. That like 20 years ago never had the connection, they could never mm-hmm. publish whatever they wanted to do. Now we see all this creativity. I fucking love it.
Yeah,
love it.
Agreed. Hard agree.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Keep it. Learn from your people.
Yeah.
Learn. That's all we're saying. Mm-hmm. You're doing great. You're doing great right now. Don't mess this up, please. God damn it. We're here right now. That's all you gotta do. Mm-hmm. Also, read Transformers. It's pretty sick.
Is that a plug-in? Are you sponsored?
I wish. I will please read Transformers. Gator Warren Johnson to me.
Oh, he's a fucking great artist.
He's a man. He's a man. Yeah. He's a man. And a good writer. I like his beta very deal. He's awesome. I like that. Mm-hmm. Any more questions for us?
No, I actually kind of have to get going because I have to drive all the way back down to LA and get there in time for my own stream today. So I'm sorry I have to wrap it up.
It's fine. It's perfect.
I'm so glad that you guys have had me on today. And thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure chatting with both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What do you have going on today? It sounds like the war you have going on before you leave.
We got Mystery Danica Theater every Saturday on Twitch. I'm watching movies with people. And so we're doing Saturday anime all month. So we're watching animated films on Saturdays. And so we're doing Belladonna of Sadness, which is an animated kind of psychedelic film from Japan in the 70s, I believe. So I'm very much looking forward to sharing that with people. It's one of those things a lot of people haven't seen, and I think more people should be aware of it. And it's absolutely beautiful and gorgeous. I mean, the artwork in it is fantastic. So they don't make them like they used to.
Hey, awesome. All right. Tell us where they can find you.
Can find me on YouTube, Comic Book Girl 19. And then you can also find me on Twitch, Instagram, and Twitter at Danica, DanikaXix.
Benny, where can they find you, Benny?
They can follow me on Instagram at Benny J. Blanco and on Twitter /X at the Benny J. Blanco. What about yourself, Mr. Sailor?
Sailor everywhere, YouTube, well, he's TikTok, done it again. Your mom's house. Wait, it's frozen?
Yeah, why? Yeah. Reset it. You do it. Do it again. Just say it.
You can find me at Sailor Gaze, TikTok, YouTube, and Tomorrow's House. I'll be there. I love you guys. Thank you, Danica. This has been great. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Have a great day. Have fun. Goodbye. Bye.
Stay easy. Safe travels.
All right, press the button. Bam.